This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you love your phone but not your carrier, just switch to T-Mobile. You can keep your phone, keep your number, and we'll help pay it off up to $800 per line. You can also use our savings calculator to compare our plans and streaming benefits against Verizon and AT&T. So, switch and keep your phone, keep your number, and keep more of your moolah at T-Mobile.com.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported in 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, Metroplex. We are live with the Hump Day edition of Sean and RJ here on DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan. Sean Treif, RJ Choppy, and our Cowboys insider, Bobby Belt, who was working the phones last night, because if you know anything by now, if you tune in right at 6, it may not be best for business. We should wait till 6:30 or 6:45 when everyone's truly woken up. But no, we have to start off the show with the very latest for you. And Bobby, last night, the Micah Parsons contract rumors and possibilities started warming up.
Yeah, it's old Terrence Parsons. Boy, I don't know. Maybe we're just hyper-focused on it here in Dallas. Is there any team where we know the siblings and the wives and everything? Cole Beasley's wife, Dak's brother, Micah's brother.
CeeDee's mom.
Yeah, they all have their own like voice almost inside Cowboys community. So Terrence Parsons got stuff stirred up a little bit yesterday by tweeting something about who the Cowboys are moving differently and tagged a couple people on
Jerry's
Twitter.
Jerry's a genius.
Yeah, and so he said, just you wait. You'll see. Micah kept his word. And so it's like, all right, well, that sounds like you've got details that something's stirring here. And then last night you started to get...
And that Micah took less money.
Yes. Yeah, like that was the implication of what he was saying. It was like he kept his word, like when he said he was going to take less. So then last night you started hearing some buzz about potential figures or like how close something could be to getting done. And then the more you called around and asked around, either that's all smoke being created from who knows where, or both the Cowboys and Micah's side, I think, are playing a really mean game of poker right now and bluffing pretty hard, because the sense I got last night talking to people was, nope, we're not close to getting done yet. We're going to work on it. We think this will get done. We don't have any doubts that it will get done, but no, it's not close right now.
And Jane Slater said that as well in her tweet, checking in with three different people, kind of going against this thing being on the doorstep. Meanwhile, Calvin Watkins, who will join us at 8 o'clock this morning, wrote the article, Dallas Morning News, do the Cowboys have a Micah Parsons problem? Some of the things in the article, Calvin mentions lingering concerns about Micah's habit of skipping voluntary offseason workouts.
What do voluntary mean?
Although they're voluntary, teams want the players to volunteer to attend, especially the highest and highest paid, most important ones. Then there's his podcast and social media habit. We remember Malik Hooker publicly questioning the podcast last year. Micah didn't like it. Calvin says Malik's locker was moved after training camp. It was close to Parsons, and then it was put to the other side of the locker room. Did that happen?
Yeah. Now, the excuse here given, or the pushback given, is that he was moved closer to the safeties, and that is true. The safeties are over in that group. They're by that side of the locker. But it was just kind of funny timing given I think we were there when Micah made the comments at training camp, spoke on the Malik Hooker stuff, and he didn't give it. He was like, no, there's no misunderstanding. It just is what it is, and I'm moving on. And it's like, oh, that sounded chilly. Okay.
Yeah. This whole thing is tired to me. Michael Jordan left the NBA Finals to go play golf. He went on a bender in Atlantic City. Like, this is the hardest worker that we've ever seen, the biggest competitor we've ever seen. You're off the clock, man. You're like, who cares about his podcast? His podcast doesn't take energy. If he was playing pickup basketball, you could argue it's worse because he's taking energy away for the team. He's just doing a podcast. Everybody's got a podcast. Literally everybody has a podcast now.
Sure.
Or a Twitter account, or they'll do Instagram Live or whatever. It's stuff that would only happen if you play for this team. Like the attention, the articles written about this.
I'll just say this, and we are not a perfect parallel comparison. Our jobs are not a perfect comparison at all to NFL players. But I don't know that you would specifically, but people at the station would have a problem if me or Eric or Sean or anybody around here were doing podcasts, and in those podcasts, they were just commenting on the landscape of people that we compete with, and a lot of times talking about how much they love the people that we compete with, and like, man, they're awesome over there, and like, that would rub some people the wrong way.
Well, I think it's worse in our world because there's like one or two other competitors.
Yeah, it's smaller.
Right? Yeah, it is a smaller pool for sure, but like
we're bred to hate each other.
Yeah, and like, you know, professional
even
athletes,
though I guess you're supposed to as a professional athlete.
But professional athletes now, it's gotten so homogenized because guys switch teams so often. You know, it's like you're all eventual teammates, or you were friends coming up in the AAU or youth sports world.
There were people who didn't like hearing leading up to a playoff game against the Packers. There were people in that locker room who did not like hearing Micah talk about how great he thought Jordan Love was.
Yeah.
They're like, we don't need to hear it.
Where I thought you were going with Micah's podcast was, and again, the bottom line and the reality to all this is, if you're winning and you're dominating,
yeah, that's true,
it's cool. Wow, you gave us access. We have, you know, we have a Netflix documentary taking place with a podcast. And when you come up short and you don't win big, then all of a sudden you're in it for yourself. The spotlight, that's just the reality of the situation. Where I thought you were going is when Micah talks about team matters or things within the building. If Brian Broaddus was doing a podcast and talking about, you know, some references within this building, I would have a problem with that. The biggest problem I would have, and this is where we need like 5 to 10 athletes to answer this. If Bobby's doing a podcast, which he apparently has launched a new one,
well,
and it's taken away from this show, then I have a humongous problem with that. How does Micah Parsons, is Micah Parsons not watching the film on the iPad at home that he's supposed to be while he's getting his rundown sheet from his podcast producer? Is Micah Parsons skipping his training session? Is he taking away from his work as a Dallas Cowboy? The evidence on the field would absolutely say he's not. He's right. The best player on the team. He's a future Hall of Famer. Now, could he be doing more? Are people just jealous? Is he shortchanging his football career in any way by talking into a microphone? That, to me, is the main question. Malik Hooker seemed to think so. Tank Lawrence, cheap shot that it was, he seemed to think so. And I would put a lot of money down that another teammate or two would probably think so. Yeah. Whether they're right or not is a different matter.
It's a different matter because like it could be sour grapes. Like they could just be jealous that Micah can be this good and not put in the same hours as they do.
And look.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
There might be. Is Micah Parsons beloved in the locker room? Like, people may not love, like, just Micah Parsons, the person, the talking that he does, the leader that he's supposed to be. If Dak Prescott's a 10,
mm-hmm.
Micah Parsons is a what in the locker room?
In terms of likability or leadership?
Rank both.
Let's
go likability first. You don't have to answer. It could be an impossible question.
Not close to, if Dak's 10, it's not close.
Yeah.
It's not close to there. I don't know that I'd put a specific number, but there's a gap, a noticeable right. gap. Leadership-wise, I think, you remember that when T.O. was here, or Chop, I know you don't remember this. When T.O. was here, they talked about how it was not everybody in the locker room didn't follow T.O. The problem was that there were some who, like, exclusively followed T.O., and then there were others who didn't follow, like, didn't want anything to do with it. I think at times there's a little bit of, there's not a clear, for some guys, it's like Jordan Lewis, DeMarcus Lawrence, those are our team leaders. And then there are other people, it's like, well, Mike is my leader. And that's my leader.
Yeah.
Like
we know Diggs,
I think. Yeah, exactly. Diggs. Right. Golston, I think, was that way in a lot of ways. And I think there have just been guys that way. Micah deserves a lot of credit for, I think, maturing in a lot of ways over the last year. I think he handled things generally over the last year really well. And that's what you kind of expect the older that somebody gets and grows into those leadership positions. But there is still, I think, just the idea of you are great. You are the best. So, like, imagine how you would be if you did have some of the extra hours put in at the facility. Like, if you would have been here for all the offseason stuff and learning Zim's defense, would you have, in the first month of the season, had just your one sack? Or would you have been wrecking games because you would have had everything down instead of learning?
So, if Dak's a 10 worker, Micah is a...
5. Average. Just kind of an average, I think.
Oh,
like, I think I don't say that as like a,
even though he comes in looking superhuman and obviously a burst and speed.
I think he's a freak. I just think he's like your league average type of worker, I think. Okay. Is a fair way to put it.
Okay. That's interesting.
I mean, like the talk in the article, like they seem to have a problem with him going on vacations and stuff. Like he's in Southie, as Peyton would say.
Saudi.
Saudi. You know, he went to the Middle East.
He'd eat a lobster roll.
Yeah, to eat a lobster roll. you know, like, what do you want him to do? Like you don't want him to go? You know, like, he seems to, if he doesn't make voluntary workouts, I don't care about voluntary workouts for edge rushers. I'm sorry. I just don't. Those are for the quarterback. Those
and they are voluntary. It's and like, they are voluntary. It's like my paternity leave. Yeah. It's like, You can do this, right? You could take the time. Well, if you take the time, my dad, Brian Broaddus, others, they're going to guilt you. What's the technicality of it? Micah Parsons technically doesn't have to be there. Like, Aaron Rodgers probably should have been there as the New York Jets quarterback.
I have a much bigger problem with Rodgers not
But
going.
What if you're installing a brand new defense, new defensive coordinator? You probably should be there as well. But if you're also trying to send a negotiation message, you should stay away.
There's some gray.
We're talking about Micah Parsons being extended last year.
Right. So here's how I'd look at it. The defense being installed is one part of it. The second part is like when you draw the analogy to your paternity leave. Like when Brian's doing the guilt trip thing.
Yeah.
Imagine the way Brian has guilt tripped everybody. If then Brian took 8 weeks off of paternity leave after he lectured everybody else. That's kind of what Micah did last year, where Micah was, I'm the leader, and like, we got to have guys who are here, but and then he didn't show up.
Let me ask you this overall question. With all the noise surrounding this type of stuff, again, Micah Parsons, some reporters thinking a contract extension is very close, his brother dropping hints, Micah was true to his word is all I'm going to say. Which is more or less credible, the noise around Luka's issues here or this?
Wow. Well, I think both of them are fair, but also not proven in the dirt, as Witten would say. Like, yeah, Luka might, you know, enjoy a hookah. He might enjoy a beer or seven. You know, he might not have abs. He might have one giant ab that looks like just a beer belly.
Yeah.
He got you to the NBA final. Like, he's still there. Yeah.
Like, I think Luka's issues are actually worse. We're talking about a podcast. Unless Luka's so much more beloved as an individual in the locker room behind the scenes versus Parsons.
Luka's issues would be more physically.
And the referee stuff to me, too. The complaining, the defense, the hustle. Right.
Luka's issues would be more physically challenging to reach your peak level than Micah's. Micah's issues are a podcast and skipping voluntary workouts. Because you have to prove to me, if Micah's not doing the podcast, that he is on his iPad checking out film in that hour.
What else?
And the likelihood is that he's probably not, because that's like an hour off, as he would say it. And he's just taking that hour off and doing a podcast with
him. They're both They're both things. Like, the both of those things, Luke and Mike, they are both things worth noting and worth paying attention to and worth probably trying to address at some level. But both of them are not a good enough reason to say, well, let's trash all this. That's where the Mavericks screwed up. That's where the Cowboys aren't going to. The Cowboys aren't going to say, well, let's just toss all this out then because he's doing this. That's an irrational reaction that the Mavericks had that the Cowboys won't.
Well, to me, it's not let's not sign him to 40-plus a year because of the podcast. It's this would be a stupid team-building decision. That's the bottom line answer for that. If we heard that Micah Parsons was traded in a blockbuster, that we're not going to give half of our salary cap space to seven players. That's stupid.
Well, and it's also the idea of...
It's not stupid if they all stay healthy and ball out.
For instance, you probably had some questions or some maybe red flags about paying Diggs. Like, those existed. And you did it. And in the 2 years since, you maybe have said, maybe some of those red flags actually ended up showing us why we should have been slower to make a deal here.
Yes.
So that's, I think, the thing that the Cowboys would be the only thing that they would look at is like, is this a big enough thing? Is this a seed that's going to grow into something bigger? Because on its own, if it just stays as this, we can live with this. But is this going to become something that's more of a distraction? I think that's what they're trying to figure
out. And all these teams always ask themselves, what happens to the guy after they get paid? What's the saying on that, Choppy? After someone gets paid,
you find out who they really are?
Or it's magnified,
yeah. You like money just magnifies your true personality.
So Calvin Watkins asking, is there a Micah Parsons problem? The majority of the Twitter feedback I saw, the Cowboy fans, just when you think they're divided and going to break. No, there's a Joneses problem. Media campaign smear. What are you being fed, Calvin? How much are they paying you? Calvin will join us at 8 o'clock this morning. A thriller at the AAC for your Dallas Stars. And Chris Young goes and adds a starting pitcher to your Rangers. That's next on your home of the Rangers with Sean and RJ just getting started on The Fan.